like getting to Friday just so I can play that sound, all right?
It gets me through the whole week.
Every
you
single
have no
time,
idea.
Yeah. Yeah. For Thing Not a Thing, the favorite game show in which we take a look at things in the news that are getting people upset or riled up on social media, and we ask ourselves, is this a thing or is this not really a thing? Gene, what do we got this week?
Well, you know, I sent you a few things over email. I guess that gives away our secret myth of agreeing on so much, but I'm adding one and I'm putting it right at the top because it happened yesterday, which is this show business stunt of declaring the opioid crisis a so-called national emergency, that it's a public health emergency.
Yeah, you had to change that because he didn't say national emergency. He said public health emergency,
right,
and that actually makes a funding difference.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference, mm-hmm. and the difference that it makes is that it makes it not a thing.
Right.
I mean, in terms of what the federal government is doing about it, they're effectively saying it's not a thing.
Yeah.
I find it very upsetting and alarming to see a person in a responsible job, in any responsible job, but in the presidency, standing there and saying, you know, you just shouldn't have gotten into this in the first place. It's like worse than just say no.
Yeah.
It's just say I never did, is his point of view about it. And he treats this like the opioid crisis, that the whole problem here is like teenagers buying weed on the corner.
Yeah.
That is not what the problem is. And I know absolutely for a certainty that he's been in briefings where this has been explained to him,
mm-hmm.
that this is a problem, if anything, perhaps unique in our history, that is driven by legitimate drug use, doctors prescribing pain medicines for people who need them. And these particular pain medicines having the properties that they do, and this stuff being overprescribed and coming off of it not being managed and not being understood, I mean, this is just leading to a terrible, terrible crisis that is being treated like a problem of moral failure and inadequate self-control, and to hear that message from this guy is just a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Although if anyone knows moral failure and inadequate self-control, it would be this
president. He knows how to do it. He doesn't know how to talk about it.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, ultimately what it comes down to, and the thing that I realized a while ago, the thing that occurred to me, I'm not going to say that I realized this as a hard fact, but the thing that occurred to me a while ago about Donald Trump, and ever since I had this thought, I've held it in my head, and nothing he has done since has surprised me in any way, shape, or form. For the most part, the vast majority of the issues that are confronting us as a society and as a country and as a world, he doesn't care about. He does not really care about.
That's right.
The only issues that he does care about, and let's be perfectly honest here, are issues that involve race and ethnicity. You think about immigration, you think about the wall, you think about policing, like every issue that you know that he cares about because he's got a consistent message, and every time he tries to talk about something else, he keeps coming back to, he wanders off of that topic and comes back to X. X is always an issue that involves race and ethnicity.
Right.
That's what he cares about.
From
Those are the issues.
From a certain point of view,
From
too.
A certain point of view. So yesterday, he's talking about the opioid crisis. How long did it take him to make it all about the wall? Not long. Yeah.
Oh, was it 30 seconds? I don't know.
I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Oh, but he thinks it's all, you know, this is just
all of those,
people with
all
bags
of those prescription drugs are coming
Oxy
over,
that are pouring
right.
over the border. Right.
As I said to Tom Jensen yesterday, I almost want him to just go ahead and build the wall at this point because it won't accomplish anything. It won't solve any of the problems that he says it's going to. And then he's going to have to come up with another thing. And it would be fascinating just to watch him
I'd rather he keep trying to fight on that one thing.
Well,
that's
I mean,
not
honestly, what he would come up with then is we need to build a bigger wall, I assume. But
well, you know, the whole thing about building a 10-foot wall is the beginning of the 11-foot ladder industry.
Yeah, but the opioid crisis doesn't involve that, so he doesn't care about it. So he'll get up and he'll make a speech because someone told him to, but he won't actually make it a point to do anything. He won't devote his administration to doing anything, and that's not a surprise.
He said at his little show business announcement that, you know, by golly, he was going to ban this drug.
Yeah.
This one particular drug yesterday as of, effective immediately.
Yeah, because he's speaking to an audience that's going to cheer when he says it. He's not going to do it. He'll turn around and not do anything.
Yeah, well, he doesn't need to do it because the FDA banned that drug about 6 months ago.
Also the case. But, like, you have to say in order to get applause, he'll say, and then 5 minutes later, he'll turn around and do the exact opposite and then say a third thing which manages to contradict the thing you said
and did. Or turn around and uncross his fingers and say, you know, just kidding.
So, healthcare, same thing.
I wonder
why his position on healthcare changed every single time he opened his mouth. It's because he never cared about that issue in the first place.
He never paid a penalty for the fact that he lies about this stuff. I don't know what happened, by the way, with the CSR payments. I haven't seen in the coverage whether that payment was made on the 20th, which was when that payment came due for this month, that subsidy payment from the federal government to the insurance companies. I don't know. They were talking about they weren't going to make that payment.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think that there's been talk anyway that there was a deal about correcting all of that, the Murray-Alexander legislation. And I honestly don't know what's happened with that because the coverage just disappeared because the next shiny object came along.
Well, because the next shiny object came along and because Murray-Alexander has been shoved off to the side in Congress. Because
it would pass.
If it got brought up for a vote, which it won't because the...
McConnell won't let it to the floor because it will pass by a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the reasons, Aaron, at the risk of sounding like this is rigged, is the opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans who would vote to support this in their states, you know, have the worst. You look at a map about where the worst of this crisis is, and you're going to see a map that looks like Trump's electoral win.
Yeah.
So, I mean... it's very hard to wrap your head around the level, the Olympic level of incompetence of this administration is really amazing. See that quote, by the way, yesterday from Boehner talking about the House of Representatives.
No, I didn't listen to Boehner when he was the speaker.
he's a lot more interesting now that he's out.
Yeah.
He said that his quote about the House of Representatives was that the knuckleheads are running the place.
All right.
Yeah. Congratulations, Paul Ryan. You got promoted.
It doesn't help anything, though.
I know.
Like, it's just like we're to the point where we're just celebrating each other's zingers, and that's our level of political discourse.
Well, that's
you can fit that into a tweet.
That's kind of right.
Yeah.
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 Uh huh. And? Yeah, or as we say in improv, yes, and.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not a thing. Next up.
Not a thing. Well, not a thing. Well, not a thing. Speaking of that, I think our Bob Corker's continuing slams of Trump, talking about the White House daycare center, the White House hashtag daycare center alert, it's trending on Twitter here.
It's
and
trending
there.
On Twitter, and therefore national media outlets are picking
clever
it up
little,
because all they do is
bump
look at Twitter
attention.
All day. Yeah.
But I guess that means that, you know, half of the Washington Post is just looking at Twitter, but...
they're the good ones. Like.
The thing I like about it is that it at least frees some of these people on the Hill from having to stand there and speak of the president and in a manner that's dignified as though he deserves that. The presidency deserves that, but the president right now doesn't.
Mm.
So at least it gives them that outlet to say, well, you know, Bob Corker's always got something interesting to say. They can drop it off on his doormat and just say, well,
yeah,
that's a Corkerism, you know, that kind of thing. They can throw it into that pile.
Well, this is what's getting people coverage on the national media now is the people who can come up with the most provocative thing to say in the shortest period of time.
Including Jeff Flake saying, I'm not going to seek re-election.
Right.
It was a fine speech, and his doing that is a thing.
Yes.
A U.S. senator saying you know, a year before the end of his term, I'm not going to seek re-election, because in my party, I think this doesn't get enough of attention about it, because in my party, there's no path for me to get there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to win in a primary.
The question is, who is me? Like, who is Jeff Flake that his base, the Republican voters, are rejecting him? What is it that they're rejecting him for? Who's getting squeezed out of the party? That's the interesting question. Because then people will come back, and like people on the left will come back and say, well, Jeff Flake, if you're so opposed to Donald Trump, then you should start voting against his policies, which is not going to happen, because Flake still supports those policies.
Yes,
like,
unfortunately,
he voted the way he did because he wants to vote that way.
He voted for that ridiculous exercise called the skinny bill.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't vote with the senior senator from his state. He could have stood behind McCain and said, well, I'm following my leader within my state.
Yeah.
And hid behind that, but he did not.
And certainly had a lot of conversations about potentially doing it, but did not.
But did not.
Yeah. So what is it about the people that are being squeezed out of the Republican Party, which there are quite a few? Who are they? What is it that they're not?
It feels a lot like what they're being squeezed out for is their willingness and desire, even, to possibly, heaven forbid, sit down with Democrats and come to compromises. Compromise has become, you know, the F-bomb of national politics for the GOP.
Yeah.
They just don't want to hear that word
at
all. They think that it's compromised in the second or third definition of the term, which is to have given up, surrendered, or relinquished control of your beliefs and to be without principle, instead of, you know, coming to an agreement where you get not everything you wanted, but some of what you wanted. They just don't accept that that's a middle ground negotiated settlement. They think it's selling out every single time, all the time.
I still think that's the interesting question, I think, that we need to...
I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's where it's at.
Because he's voting with the president.
Yeah.
Well over 90% of the time. I think 94 or 95% of the time, Flake has voted with everything McConnell or Trump or anybody in the GOP leadership wanted.
What's our last thing?
Well, let me see. JFK document release.
Not a thing. Yeah.
It turns out. I mean, you know. It is a thing that they essentially that Trump agreed with the intelligence community to hold back so many documents. I mean, they've only had 60 years or so to, well, 50.
I don't even think that's a thing. Right? It's a thing insofar as we are in a very materialistic, money-driven society, and the release of the documents will put a lot of money in a lot of people's pockets. Because now you know that NBC News is going to come out with a two-hour primetime documentary on JFK, conspiracy or conspiracy.
Yeah,
and
you know, it's
going to get real good ratings.
Here's a pro tip, folks. Yeah. If there's a question in the title or the subtitle of a story,
the answer is probably no.
The answer is,
yeah,
we don't have the proof, so we're going to let you think we might, so that you'll watch.
We want you to think the answer is yes, but the answer is really no.
Yeah, the answer is really going to be, yeah, there's still nothing there.
We got to wrap up, but one really quick point I want to make about conspiracy theories in general. A conspiracy theorist, people who say, oh, there's a deep state, there's these puppet masters pulling the strings, or JFK was assassinated, it was a huge conspiracy, or aliens, whatever. Those people are way too optimistic. I think what steers them astray is that they are way, way too optimistic about the idea that there are, in fact, individual people who are controlling this society of ours. And it can't be the president, and it can't be the heads of the big corporations, because they don't seem to have the power to change anything. So it's got to be someone pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that our institutions are bigger than we are, so we're being driven by the institutions as much, if not more, than the other way around.
That's really true.
Yeah.
And sometimes terrible things happen, and there's no individual explanation like that. And so probably John Kennedy was killed by a single assassin, And Princess Diana died in a car accident, like lots of people do.
We got to wrap up in 15 seconds. Who's on the water cooler?
Who's on the water cooler is the one, the only Dolores Bailey, talking about empowerment and their upcoming celebrations, and about getting Ron Stutz to say something about, I don't know about the heels.
Sounds good.
You're talking about shoes.
Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric.